This is the third time Child's Play has presented its original creative musical, Rock the Presidents, that cleverly teaches while engagingly entertaining young audiences about the 43 men who have led this country in good and bad times. The first lesson hinges on the number of people who have served as our 44 presidents. It is often forgotten that Grover Cleveland served twice as the 22nd and the 24th leader because he lost his initial re-election bid, but he ran and won again 4 years later. The sprightly musical uses very contemporary Sarah Roberts' rock-catchy tunes and craftily told history, interestingly framed by playwright Dwayne Hartford, that uses age-appropriate swinging songs and undulating rhetoric to explain each president's strengths and weaknesses. Unlike pedantically boring historical texts used in schools that blandly relate history chronologically, the wildly imaginative show uses vivid and colorful projections to depict each president's portrait and a bit of that period's historic events. The visual images get richer the closer the show comes to Barack Obama's presidency because available historic depictions grow more artistically telling. As much American history as young audiences and their adult chaperones know, lots of interesting details are learned at Rock the Presidents. Revealing these fascinating tidbits in simple words doesn't do the clever nuances that the show finds and is exploited in Anthony Renfola's wildly playful and explosive staging. Words also can't convey the impeccable three-person cast's explosive verve as they move rapidly through the spirited American history lesson with energetic panache that engulfs the audience. The show clocks in at a perfect hour and a half with intermission that keeps the audience fully attentive. The show touches brilliantly on our country's splendid diversity that is a critical issue as our upcoming presidential election nears. Rock the Presidents reminds audiences how diverse our country's collective leadership has been. Rock the Presidents earns 5 stars out of 5 and continues through November 13th at the Tempe Center for the Arts, while an alternate troupe tours the wonderfully entertaining but opulently educational show throughout the western United States. For KBAQ, I'm theater critic Chris Curcio.